Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Wednesday, the 30th of October, 2013. I thought it would be interesting to talk about the costs of blogging, and in particular, food blogging, because I suppose my blog, for the most part, falls into that genre. When I relaunched the blog in February 2012, there was a cost associated with buying my own domain. It's a .com domain, so you can imagine, you can guess as to what the cost is and was. That has to be maintained every year. I also pay for hosting. I'm very lucky that a friend helps me out with hosting. I pay less than I would pay to a large commercial hosting company, which is just as well, because an awful lot of hosting deals would be traffic related. And as the blog becomes more and more busy, that has meant that I've been able to keep costs down thanks to the generosity of my friend. And I hope that we can come to some arrangement in the future if the blog gets mental busy, which, of course, I hope that it will. The podcast, which is nominated, when it's not nominated, well, it was nominated, it is a finalist in the category of Best Independent Podcaster in Ireland in the Irish Web Awards. You'll find out more about the Irish Web Awards on webawards.ie. The podcast is recorded for nothing. I use the Audioboo app on my phone to record the podcast. I have access to Audioboo on the computer as well. And Audioboo host the free part and they host the audio for me for the podcast. And then that's automatically sent on to iTunes. I have slightly more minutes than the standard free account simply because I acted on something about 6 months ago when they were offering extra free minutes on their Facebook account, and thankfully I was able to boost my minutes from the standard three free minutes per recording that Audioboo offer to 6 free minutes. I've not increased it any more than that. There is a cost to having a greater amount of minutes on Audioboo. There's a cost to having yourself in the right category on iTunes, and I just can't afford that. I can't justify that, unfortunately, at the moment. And actually, as I was discussing with my husband today, I'm not quite sure what I would do if I had more minutes. 6 minutes works out very well for me, I guess. Then we come to the book, which is out in spring 2014. That was shot completely at my own cost. It was written completely at my own cost. The publisher are taking the risk in designing the book and publishing it, but I received no advance and I received no expenses. So all of that had to be dovetailed into our household, our family budget, which, as I'm sure if you visit the blog on a regular basis, you'll understand, it's in the region of €70 per week for food. So while I was working on the book, that had to be done on that budget. In fact, probably the only item that I purchased for the purposes of the book was a tripod, which I bought in my local German discount supermarket. And that cost me €24.99. It's interesting, actually, when I attended a food writing course with Diane Jacob back in September 2013, she infamously mentioned that you will not succeed as a food blogger unless you're independently wealthy or you are married to somebody who can support you in your endeavours. And I can understand where she's coming from. Certainly over the last number of months, it's become very apparent those who have managed to negotiate book deals and have the means, or their publishers have supported them in providing them with professional food photographers, food stylists and home economists. And likewise, across the blogosphere, oh, I hate that word, I'm really sorry for using it. Across blogging internationally, there are some very, very talented food stylists and photographers, the majority of whom are amateur. But there are a number of food blogs that the writers do employ professional photographers and food stylists to bring their blogs to the next level, I guess. So what I'm trying to say is that the blog, the podcast, everything that I do as a whole is on a budget. And just because I have managed to somehow, I'm pinch myself, knocking on wood here, manage to somehow negotiate a book deal does not mean that I've compromised on that at all. In fact, there was a number of things that happened over the summer which meant that our budget was squeezed even tighter than what we would be used to. And so you will find the blog wholesomeireland.com. You'll find me on all social networks as Wholesome Ireland. You'll find me on Twitter as @wholesomeie. And you'll find that this is also the reason why I am not at the web summit these couple of days, even though I would have loved to have gone. The tickets were beyond me. And that's also the reason why I don't always, in fact, I very, very seldom attend items like restaurant reviews or launches of products, because the cost to travel to and from a launch can sometimes be prohibitive. So there you go, Wholesome Ireland, always on a budget.